now, besides nearly falling over and breaking my neck twice as the guest, is that it must be you, Matthew, because Matthew Shepherd is here, singer-songwriter, and I opened up the door and nearly fell over backwards. And in the studio, while you were doing your sound check, I nearly fell into the desk. Is yours, this is, your music is
it's
just,
obviously me.
It is your music is dropping me to the floor. Now, I haven't seen you for probably about a year, and you've been on Bob's show, and you have been on my show before. And when you first came into Phoenix, Matthew, which you were probably talking, well, it's probably about 2 or 3 years
ago.
And you've got taller, if that's possible.
I'm on stilts.
And you were just really sort of starting off with your music, and you've been doing lots and lots of open mic nights, also lots of the mic nights that are run by Roy Tyzak as well, and the lovely Penelope, which are up in Loughton. And you've just now, which is fabulous, because I think this is just must be so proud, Matthew Shepherd, Top of the Tree, got your album, and it's all ready.
Yeah, it's all ready to go. It comes out tomorrow. It's ready to go out on iTunes, and it's ready to it's gonna be brilliant. I'm so excited for it, but it's been a lot of stress as well, so I'm looking forward to getting it all
now. It's beautiful. Now, the artwork on the front is I did say to you who did the artwork, because it's really lovely, and it's your sister.
I'm so happy with it. And it was one evening I sort of prodded my sister and said, oh, so how do you about fancy doing the illustrations for the art book. She said, yeah, go on then. But I think she regrets it now, the amount of things are changing. And, but no, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm so happy, and I'm so thankful to her for doing that.
Now, we're going to talk about all the songs actually on the album, what they mean to it, and the lyrics and what's behind them. But where did you record this? Because we actually recorded it at the Hermit in Brentwood itself.
Not so far from here. Dave Green was the engineer, and he recorded it all, and he's produced some of the songs as well. I've recorded the album with my good friend Greg Huff.
Yep.
And he plays trombone on a lot of the tracks, as well as electric guitars and acoustic guitars. And Dave Green's put everything else on there. It's all live recordings as well, so he's put drums tracks on there and bass guitars, so it's a real full sound. But I'm so proud of it, and so happy it's all done now.
What was it like? Because I know you write your songs first on the guitar. So what is it like when you go into the studio and you've got the guitar song and you think, right, well, I don't want to... Because it's okay when you do an acoustic breakdown, because you can come and you play it. But when you actually go in and you start putting the instruments together, what was that like for you?
It's a really strange experience, because you're just so used to playing the songs on their own at home. Like, when you're writing them, you're building it up with little guitar lines. But then when we were there, I mean, it was a gradual change. So we put up the guitar track, I'd sing on top, then we'd just come up with things to add on top. It'd be sort of recorded it over a sort of a 3-month, 4-month period, so we had time to look over it, and we had time to think what works, what doesn't work, and now we've got the finished product. So
now you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You know, some people only put about 8 tracks on their album. So rude. I'm not buying that if it's only got 8 tracks. So you've got 12 tracks. Tell us about the first track you're going to play and when you wrote it.
The first track I'm going to play is a track called Closer to You. Gosh, when did I write that? A long time ago, I think. It was one of the tracks on the album that I've... one of my older songs. And it was probably maybe one of my second, third song I ever wrote. I mean, I tend to write songs in coffee shops, I find. I really like coffee.
Yeah.
And I find that if I sit in a coffee shop, I can get my notebook out and I can write lyrics. And it's just one of those that came out. And it's called Closer to You.
You know what? You want to get into some of those coffee shops, because they do a promotion of the album in the month, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what you just said. And even if they don't, just go in there with guitar and say, I'm going to start playing music.
Chat me out if you want.
Yeah. But I'll have a coffee first.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, here we go. This is the fantastic Matthew Shepherd, and this song is called Close to You, and it's taken from his debut album, Top of the Tree.
The sun is out in the town that I call home. You are the one that I've been missing so. But now I've seen the sign, I'd like you to be mine. 'Cause whether you're in or out, whether you're up or you are down, whether you're high or low, whether you got nowhere else to go, whether my heart is strong, whether you'll ever hear this song, I'll be close to you. I'll be close to you. Stay close to me, and I'll shade you from the sun. Let's take our time, summer's just begun. And no drop of rain will stop me from loving you again and again. 'Cause whether you're in or out, whether you're up or you are down.
Round of applause there. Oh, Roy's filming, so Roy can't clap. Now, I must say, your voice has changed, hasn't it? Yes, it has. In the last year and a half, it has. Okay. It has. It's got deeper. Your voice definitely got deeper.
It's not as high as it was.
No, it's not as high as it was. Don't say it quite like that. Yes, hello. And you've got an American twang when you sing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And do you know who else you remind me of? And you're probably going to go, no way. You remind me of a folky version of Michael Jackson's voice.
Okay.
Not I don't know whether you've ever listened to Michael Jackson. You've got some of it, some of the phrasing is very Michael Jackson.
Wow. I'll do a Motown album next then.
Yeah. Now that was close to you, taken from the album Top of the Tree. What's been the what's been your favourite track on the album to record and why?
My favourite track, I'd have to say I think Top of the Tree.
Mm.
I think we'd done it in sessions, the recording, and I didn't know what I was going to call the album at that stage. And when I heard how Top of the Tree was coming together and with the riffs and the full band sound, I sort of thought, yeah, this sounds, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, I felt that it sounded pretty good.
Mm.
And I knew that was a song that I wanted to make the impact for the album. And yeah, I just loved the song. It's one of the newer songs as well. I went through a phase of writing a lot of sort of not depressing songs, but sort of a bit more chilled out songs, and this is the first sort of happy song I wrote in a long time. I suppose Top of the Tree, it's how I feel right now. I mean, I'm so happy that I've got to this stage. I mean, I've been doing this for about two years now, and to be able to get my album out is just a fantastic feeling.
And a lot of help from Roy as well.
Oh,
Roy's
definitely
been very supportive.
Yeah, I know.
We can't let Roy speak on air because his voice is too deep. He's staring at me now. Roy Tyzak, as you may remember from Crime Time, he should be coming back in with more stories. Is that right, Roy?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No, there we go. And still looking very trim as well.
Oh, thank
you. How much weight you lost now?
Oh, kilos and kilos. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to say kilos, I want to say pounds.
Yeah, say pounds, because I've got no idea what that means. Do you know what kilo? You must know. Do you know what pounds are? Pounds and ounces?
I haven't got a lot of pounds, no. I've got a few fivers and tenners, but...
I haven't got the drum roll. Now, we're going to play a track from the album. This is Top of the Tree, as you said, your favourite track. What's it about? As in, what are the lyrics about?
What are the lyrics about? I suppose this is one of the songs where, instead of it being a bit more simple lyrically, this is one of the ones that I've got a bit of more sort of metaphor running through it. It's about finding a girl and wanting to take her to the top of the tree and wanting to show you what life's all about. And yeah, it's one of those ones that it just makes me happy when I sing it.
Lovely. Now, we're going to be talking about the rest of the album and also the album launch, which is taking place tomorrow, the 27th, where you can come down, and we'll talk about where you can buy a copy of Matthew Shepherd's album as well. So, Roy, please stop filming. You're getting too close. I've not got my full makeup on. Right, here we go. This is from the album. This is Top of the Tree, and this is Matthew Shepherd.
Puppet show.
I was going to say, we're back in the room.
We're
in the same room. We didn't go anywhere, really. Yeah, let's pretend you're in a separate room looking through the glass recording studio.
Okay.
You all right in there, Matthew?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Sorry. I'm joined in the studio by Matthew Shepherd. He's got his first album, his debut album, Top of the Tree, which is lots of hard work to get this together. It's been recorded down at the Hermit Studios in Brentwood and mixed by Dave Green, and also Greg Hupp has co-written some of the tracks with you as well, or is it just production?
Production.
Yeah, you're not getting a writing credit, clear off. And management by Roy Tyzak as well. And how many tracks?
There's 12. 12.
I'm adding tracks. So it's how much is the album going to be out for?
It's cost £10.
Yep.
Although if you go on iTunes, it's slightly cheaper because you're not buying the hard copy. But I can't sign a hard copy.
No.
So if you'd like a signed copy, then £10 is the way to go. And you can get that from MatthewShepherdMusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can obviously get on iTunes as well. You can find it on there.
Now, you've got to, it's going to be launched tomorrow. Mm. And you're going to be at, let's have a look, it's Top of the Tree launch party. It's being held at the Loughton Club, which is Station Road, Loughton, Essex. It starts at, doors open at 7 p.m. and it kicks off at 7:30. Free to get in. And you're going to be backed by Greg Hupp as well and supported by the brilliant Matthew Atwaters. Mm. And you've got a fully licensed bar. I'm just telling you about Roy's behind me. What are you doing, Roy? Oh, he's filming. I thought, did you want me to get my back of the head in the way?
No, your head is back of the head.
I'll lovely, see. Thank it, you.
It's doors at 7:30, yeah. And starts from 8 o'clock.
Oh, right. It's got here 7 p.m.
Oh.
It's Roy's fault. Roy,
get me in early.
Yeah, get me in early. Because you know why, because Roy will be dishing out the albums, won't he? <Yeah. laughs> That's what you'll be doing. You'll be in the bar. Are you going to take a relax after this, Roy?
Absolutely.
So with this, what are you planning on doing? With, you know, obviously getting the album out there, getting people to listen, getting some radio play, across Essex and across like the whole of the UK. What are your plans for the rest of the year? What are you going to be up to? Are you going to be doing a little mini tour around?
Yeah, I've got a bit. It started off as a tiny little tour for the summer, and it's turned into quite a summer tour now. I'm going literally across about, I think, 6 counties now. Obviously, I start off at the album launch tomorrow at the Loughton Club, then. On Sunday, I'm at the Crawley Folk and Real Ale Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also playing in London at the Troubadour Club, which I'm really looking forward to. And then I also go up to Nottingham as well later on in the year, as well as heading back down to on the main stage at Woodfest in Hatfield Forest in September. So got as well as that, I've got another load of string of gigs in between all those. So I'm going to be very busy. But this is what I enjoy. I mean, I love being interviewed and I love going off onto tours and gigging wherever possible.
Yeah, and it's just it's good because you've got your guitar and your voice. You don't need anything else, do you? That's it.
Well, Greg Hupp is also accompanying me on a few.
Oh, sorry, Greg. Sorry.
Well. We can't leave Greg out.
I was going to say, you didn't know Greg. It is actually just... He's telling you live on it. If you are listening, you won't be going on the tour, Greg. You've got to stay in the studio. don't, you're laughing a bit too much there. Poor Greg. So who would you say the album is aimed at? Who's going to like the album? Who's going to relate to the songs?
I think the beauty of the songs that I write, they can be aimed at anyone. Mm. Some of the tracks may be even... I go as far as saying even the more older generations, as well as my age range as well. I mean, I've even got the last song on the album is called The Parting Glass, and that's a traditional folk song that I've done a reworking of. So, I mean, my music sort of cross genres, but I say it's mellow music. It's music that anyone can sit down and relax to. I think that's the kind of guy I am, really. So and that's what I try to make my music like, anyway.
And is there anybody in particular that you kind of aspire to be like, or you? There's not many, you know, do you have any sort of heroes in music that
Don't get me started on that. I've got plenty of heroes. I love a singer called Joshua Radin. Not many people heard of him, but I'm into folk music as well. People like Kate Rusby. But I mean, I've always been an avid music fan from a very early age. I mean, I used to go to concerts with my dad as soon as I could, as soon as I was allowed to get into the concert venues. I aspire to be anyone who's up on stage and performs night after night.
And you were saying about the other song we were talking earlier, we were talking about Top of the Tree, and you were really pleased with the recording, and it was fantastic, by the way. But is it strange being a musician when you write a song, because it's what you... Sometimes when you get in the car and you might put on a tune, you go, that is a tune, what a tune. And it is really inspiring when you actually write it yourself, but you look at it as a third person and go, that's a great tune, although it is you.
I know, I feel so bad for saying it as well. it sounds very big-headed, doesn't it? But it's such a strange feeling. It's I've got quite, I'm very nervous about it as well, obviously. I mean, I even get nervous sometimes even when I'm listening to the album, even though I know it's already recorded on the album, I don't have to play it, but it's a strange feeling. But then I think if I didn't have those nerves, then something's probably wrong, because maybe you don't care enough about it anymore. So, no, I mean, I love getting nervous about things. I think that's what brings out the best in me.
I think anybody who goes on stage and doesn't get a little bit of nerves, you don't get that little kick.
There's something wrong with them.
Yes, yeah. It's definitely something wrong. And also, it's like, even if you... Because even if you do write your own music, I mean, people, if you don't gig, you can still forget your own words.
Oh, yeah. I make them all the time.
That's not how it went on the album. But that kind of thing, when you get that little bit of an edge, you think, and I'm not too sure, what's the next chord that's coming up? It gives you a bit of a buzz sometimes when you go on stage.
Definitely. It's I think it's probably one of the most amazing feelings you can ever get, standing on stage. And I mean, I love it when I go to a rowdy bar or somewhere and I start playing and everyone stops listening or stops talking, shall I say. And they're all, and you can hear a pin drop. It's a lovely feeling to get.
So you're looking forward to doing some festivals this year. Album's out, as I've mentioned before. You can get it on iTunes tomorrow. You can also get the hard copy if you want Matthew to sign it. It's Matthew Shepherd, Top of the Tree, 12 tracks, beautiful artwork on it. It's been recorded, as I mentioned before, at the Hermit Studios. And if you want to find out any more details or get in contact, you can take a look at your website, which is all the W's, MatthewShepherdMusic.com. And for bookings, it's RoyTysak at BTInternet.com. You there? Where are you, Roy? Oh, you're behind me, right? Sorry. Get very, very, keep turning around. It's like I'm having...